Further signs that Filene's Basement is continuing to struggle. Four Massachusetts stores, plus two others in Maryland and Ohio, are shutting down by year's end. The four Bay State stores are at mall locations in Braintree, Peabody, Saugus, and Watertown. Retail analyst Howard Davidowitz, chairman of Davidowitz & Associates, says the writing was on the wall when parent company Sims bought Filene's Basement at auction back in 2009.
They obviously didn't improve the situation because they were in trouble at the time they made the deal. So there was, instead of 1 + 1 = 3, 1 + 1 = 1.5. You had two bad companies that came together to form another bad company.
Davidowitz says overall, the discount sector is booming.
Look at the success of TJ Maxx, Ross Stores. Merchandising is about the right merchandise, the right place, the right time, the right place, the right deal, and everything else. These guys are not making it happen. They're doing a lousy job as merchants.
Davidowitz says even upscale retailers are jumping on the discount bandwagon.
The off-price business, which is the business these guys are in, terrific! Because TJ Maxx and Ross Stores are hitting it out of the park. Saks is not building any Saks stores. They're building off Fifth Avenue. That's their discount division. It's hitting it out of the park. Nordstrom is building Nordstrom Rack stores. That's an off-price, and that's hitting it out of the park. You know, Ralph Lauren, everybody's in outlet centers selling off-price goods and doing terrific. So I would have to say this was an example of poor merchandising.
WBZ has placed calls to the parent company of Filene's Basement, Sims. Only three Filene's Basement locations in Massachusetts will remain after the first of the year. They are in the Back Bay, Newton, and Norwood. There will be just 20 Filene's Basement stores overall. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.